Welcome to the Accent Help Guide to the Texas Accent. What we're going to be focused on with this download is the West Texas accent, although we'll also talk about some other accents of Texas as well. But the West Texas accent, or dialect, is the strong stereotype of the Texas sound. It's what you hear in so many westerns, it's associated with cowboys, and it's associated really strongly with Texas as a whole. In addition, I'll also talk a little bit about more the East Texas accent, which is a little bit different. And also, there can be some variation more into the north part of Texas, which also is very similar to the sounds of Oklahoma. And then beyond that, there are some other dialects that really move outside of what's being covered with this download. Those dialects would include more the Cajun sound of southeast Texas, variations of African American vernacular, and the Mexican-Texas mix that tends to happen in border towns. Whether somebody is of Mexican descent or Anglo descent, they may actually share this accent. So, the sound placement. It's very different between East and West Texas. It's really the biggest difference between the two. The West Texas accent is very far back in the mouth. You may almost feel like you're swallowing the sound. But be careful that you don't swallow it too much or it'll get stuck back in your throat. Now, you will hear in some of the recordings that come along with this where they do maybe swallow it a little bit too much into their tongue way back. So you got to be careful to still keep it open at the back so you can be understandable and resonant and heard on stage as well. Now, the East Texas one is further forward in the mouth. It's more of a twang towards the front of the mouth in general, although it's almost all the same sounds. It'll have a different quality to it because your mouth will tend to be a little bit more closed for the East Texas, whereas it'll be more open in general for the West Texas. And the back of your throat will certainly be more open for that West Texas sound, much more than that East Texas sound, where it may almost feel like your throat closes up, but hopefully not too much because that can cause some vocal problems and make it more difficult to project. But to get that sensation of that very far forward placement, it may help you to exaggerate it a little bit and think of saying, "Eee," and now make it as far forward and maybe as annoying as you possibly can. "Eee." And carry that into the word, "Yes." Feel that buzz there in the front of the mouth, "Yes." That is much more that placement for the East Texas twang. You may think a little bit of East Texas being that sound of H. Ross Perot, that former presidential candidate who was an independent. That sound, well, he's actually from Texarkana, so it's a little bit of that Texas Arkansas sound from that area, that strength of the twang that also exists a little further down the state as well, down the border with Louisiana. And it's really strongly associated with Beaumont, Texas, for example, which you'll see on the map. Now, the West Texas accent gets stronger from about San Antonio or Austin and west, and all the way up north towards Abilene and Amarillo even. And then as you get a little bit further north of Dallas and Fort Worth, it tends to become a slightly lighter version of the accent. A stereotype of that West Texas accent might be Sam Elliott, who is actually from California, but he had relatives from Texas, and he really took on that West Texas accent very strongly and has done it very well. That more North Texas sound is a little bit along the line of the animated television series King of the Hill. It's simply a lighter version of that West Texas sound, whereas dropping it back in the throat a little bit more tends to make it more West Texas, and bringing it more forward makes it more East Texas. Then when you talk about that triangular area between San Antonio and Dallas-Fort Worth and Houston, all of that, you don't quite know what you'll get. Just the other day, I happened to hear a gentleman who's lived in an area close to Austin all of his life, and he actually was dropping all of his R's in a sound that's stereotypically more southern sound, even though he's lived in that part of Texas all of his life. So really what we're looking at is that strong Texas stereotype, especially West Texas. Now, the intonation pattern for West Texas especially is that there's a drawl that people tend to associate it with it. It'll tend to go a little bit slower out there wherever you're talking about a more rural accent. And then the East Texas accent will maybe tend to be a little bit faster, although not necessarily so, but will tend to be a little bit faster overall with a little bit more of what people call a twang to it. So in general, in West Texas, you're probably going to end up in a lower part of your voice than you would in East Texas. Even if you start to bring it up, it may not bring it quite as far up as what you do with East Texas. So that West Texas, even if you go up, it's not going to tend to be as high in pitch. East Texas higher in pitch in general, West Texas lower in general, but it doesn't have to fall that way. Something very important to the intonation pattern is that there's a lot of linking going on, one word into the next. So there's a lot of sounds that may disappear because it's natural to drop those sounds and still make sense. So instead, for example, of saying one of these, you'd be more likely to say something more like one of these. And instead of saying I am going to, you'll tend to say something more like I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that. Another thing to note about Texas and really so many other accents and dialects of the South is the fact that the stress on words can actually shift around to the opposite of what you may be used to. So words such as the weekend may change to weekend, and instead of insurance, you'll tend to say insurance. You might go to the theater or watch something on the TV, and you'd even carry an umbrella. Now, at one point, I actually heard the Texas governor speaking about insurance on the radio, and he said the word insurance 4 times in the interview, and 2 times he said insurance, and 2 times he said insurance. So be aware that there is variation. And helpful hints. Now, one thing that's often associated with the Texas dialect, and really all Southern dialects, and very often all dialects that are a variation from some form of a general American sort of sound, is an assumption that there's a lack of intelligence. This is often associated with a number of the city dialects as well, such as New York or Boston. They're sometimes associated with people who have less education. Realize it is purely a stereotype. Some of the recordings you'll hear on the rest of this download will actually break the stereotype. Even though you'll hear the strength of the dialect, you'll be hearing from really educated lifelong teachers, for example. But going with a stereotype of the lack of intelligence, the funny thing is that it tends to make people settle a little bit lower in pitch. It tends to make them want to let things draw out just a little bit more. And it tends to let a lot of tension release. Your jaw will tend to release, facial muscles will tend to release, and you'll be more willing to speak at that slower pace and let it drop down a little bit more for that placement at the back. I think in order for you to develop the East and the North Texas dialect, you probably need to work on this West Texas dialect first, and then you can add those other elements to it, tweaking it a little bit for those other parts of Texas. Another thing that may help you to drop your pitch and to slow down and to find relaxation is to think about the heat. And Texas is, if nothing else, very, very hot. So think about it being real hot, and it may help you to slow things down in general. Another interesting stereotype that I think can be helpful is the thought that living out in West Texas, working on a ranch, although it can be a wonderful thing to do, it can be a hard life. So there can be a sense of a flatness, perhaps, to the intonation, or a steadiness, unflappability, that may come from that idea of having dealt with hard times and still keeping on, keeping on. That may help you with that sense of a fairly flat intonation pattern, and a sense of it being rather flat and wide in your mouth as well.